Welcome to the Business Growth Mindset Podcast, the business growth series where we explore innovative strategies and ideas to provide business owners with strategies that help you navigate uncharted waters, mobilize people, execute with precision, and achieve growth. I'm your host, Christian Lavalsi, and today we have an exciting episode lined up for you. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you the difference between red oceans and blue oceans, taking inspiration from the world best-selling book, Blue Ocean Strategy by Kim and Morbaum. In the fiercely competitive landscape of modern business, companies are often caught in the struggle for market share, profitability, as well as survival. Now, this crowded and cutthroat environment is often referred to as a red ocean, where numerous competitors vie for the same customers, resulting in intense rivalry, price wars, and limited growth opportunities. Now, in contrast, the blue ocean represents those uncharted waters, offering a paradigm shift in strategic thinking by encouraging companies to create new markets and demand rather than compete in existing ones. Today, we're going to explore the concepts of red oceans and blue oceans, their key differences, and the implications of adopting a blue ocean strategy. So, let's just talk about the red oceans, the competitive abyss, as the authors put it. Red oceans are familiar backgrounds of traditional business competition. In these markets, companies compete head-to-head, offering similar products or services to the same set of customers. The defining characteristics of red oceans include intense competition, right? It's fierce and often leading to price wars and shrinking profit margins. Now, companies engage in a constant struggle to outperform one another. There is limited growth potential. With markets saturated and demand stagnant, companies in red oceans find it challenging to achieve significant growth. They're essentially fighting over the same piece of the pie. Another thing is imitation and benchmarking. In an attempt to gain a competitive edge, companies often resort to imitating their rivals or benchmarking their strategies, leading to a me-too approach rather than innovation. There's also a customer-centric focus. Now, companies in the red oceans tend to focus incremental improvements and meeting existing customer needs, resulting in a lack of true differentiation. Now, blue oceans is navigating those uncharted waters. So, blue oceans actually represent the stark contrast to a competitive abyss of the red ocean. In blue oceans, companies chart their course in this unexplored market space, creating a demand rather than competing for an existing customer. Now, those key characteristics of blue oceans include limited competition, because blue oceans are characterized by limited or no competition, allowing companies to operate in markets with fewer rivals vying for the same customers. The innovation and value creation. Blue ocean strategies encourage value innovation, where companies seek to simultaneously differentiate themselves and reduce costs. Now, this innovative approach leads to the creation of entirely new value propositions. Okay, in terms of customer-centric innovations, well, companies in blue oceans explore those blue oceans because they focus on identifying and addressing unmet customer needs and pain points, which can lead to breakthrough innovations. Okay, blue oceans provide ample room for growth, as companies have the potential to expand their customer base by attracting non-customers or creating entirely new customer segments. Now, implementations of blue ocean strategy and adopting a blue ocean strategy can have several significant implications for your business. One, it can market creating innovations. So, blue ocean strategy emphasizes the importance of market creating innovations, enabling companies to redefine their industries and become pioneers rather than followers. It reduces the competitive pressure because companies in the blue ocean face less competitive pressure, full stop, which can lead to higher profit margins as well as sustained growth. Now, by focusing on creating unique and valuable offerings, businesses can improve customer satisfaction as well as loyalty. Now, while blue oceans offer opportunities for innovation and growth, they entail risks and uncertainties associated with pioneering uncharted territories. So, in the world of business strategy, the choice between red and blue oceans represent a fundamental decision that can shape a company's destiny. Red Oceans are characterized by cutthroat competition, limited growth prospects, and a focus on incremental improvements, while Blue Oceans offer the promise of innovation, value creation, and market expansions. Now, by embracing a Blue Ocean strategy, companies can break free from the shackles of traditional competition and chart a course towards uncharted waters where they have the potential to create new markets and redefine industries. In an era of rapid change and distribution, the adoption of a Blue Ocean mindset may be the key to sustainable success and growth for businesses worldwide. Now, that's a wrap for today's episode of Business Growth Secrets. I hope you found these insights helpful in your journey towards a strategy that serves you and mobilizes your team. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe to our podcast for more valuable discussions and tips to fuel your business growth. I also invite you to join our Facebook community, Business Growth Secrets. Details are in the show notes. We'll be back next week with more innovative ideas and strategies to help you chart your course towards success. Until next time, I'm Christian Lavalsi, and live with purpose. Are you ready to start taking action on your business? Would you like to spend more time with your family? Then call 1-300-643-229 and start building momentum right now. I know you're busy. In fact, you are so busy that you don't have time to work on your business or yourself. Often tossing and turning at night, worrying about the how-tos and the cash flow. How on earth can you possibly get off the hamster wheel so that you can take a helicopter view to see where you'll be in 90 days, 1 year, or 3 years from now? In this program, I will take you from sleepless nights to blissful sleep. You'll have more time with your family, and you will have the clarity and direction so you can grow and flourish. Call 1-300-643-229 now and start building momentum.